the whole friends thing, it definitely a good excuse, but then again, at the same time, you can use it to the extent to where, yeah, we can be friends, but, you know, 1 week later, you won't even talk to her, and then you'll never really talk to her again.
Right, yeah, you won't.
Yeah, that's what my last girlfriend, I told her we can just be friends, and 2 days rolled by, she was like, hey, how's it going? I was like, hey, and then a week rolled by, then it rolled into a month, then 2 months, and then we really don't even talk anymore.
Yeah, well, I think that's what happens in the majority of the situations.
That's what's supposed to happen.
Yeah, that's what's supposed to happen. You're using the phrase correctly, and your girlfriend or your ex understood correctly. But sometimes, every once in a while, one slips through the cracks that thinks, yeah, okay, yeah, I like this friend's idea, and we'll let's make it happen.
It's real easy to use. It's like no really argument there. You can explain why you can be friends, and then you just, and because friends, you can just bomb out. You can just say, hey, all right. You can say, hey, once a week, once a month, once a year.
That's true. I didn't say we were going to be good friends. I have a lot of, I'm a crappy friend to many people. So
yeah, exactly. I have friends. I say hi once to, like, every 2 months. Like, hey. Hey, what's up?
So. Well, good point, man. Thanks for calling.
All right, man.
See you. 539-9750 or 238-0975 on the phrase, hey, we can still be friends. What do you think about it?
Don't ever use that line because they turn psycho and they turn into stalkers. Trust me, I would know.
are you one of these stalkers?
Is that no! Oh. I'm not a victim of a stalker.
Oh, well, didn't you agree, Chris, the way she said that?
Trust me, I would know.
Yeah. Yeah, and the spazzy beeping noise and stuff, yeah. I don't know. I'm just joking. So you've had some guy stalking you?
Yes, and he still is.
Still is? How long
ago? Every time he's in, he's like, I drove past your house. I'm kind of like,
oh, wow.
Okay. And he goes, oh, I tried calling your house last night. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he's not understanding what you're saying with all the just
I'm like, leave me alone, you're stupid. And he's kind of like, I love you. And I'm like, oh, get away from me. Yeah.
That's pretty good reenactment. Yeah, how long ago did you break up with him?
It's been over a year.
A year?
Yeah.
Wow. How old are you?
17.
Aha! Uh-huh. I knew it.
You knew she was a teen?
I heard the giggling in the background. No, the teen part doesn't matter. The stalking after a year in high school, yeah, that's about right. That seems about right. So, you're right on track with that. Good move.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
539-9750 or 238-0975. You're breaking up with somebody. You want to make things a little bit easier for both of you. And, you know, so you make them think, hey, you're still good enough to be a friend. Isn't that fun? But then sometimes they take you seriously. So what do we think about this? Go ahead. What do you think?
I don't know. I'm friends with my ex.
Yeah.
Ex-husband. But as far as my ex-boyfriend, it's kind of hard because you still have feelings for him and you can't get over him unless you get really mad at him and don't talk to him at all for a few years.
A few years?
Yeah.
Well, how long have you been dating that guy for?
Well, I left for 2 years.
Oh, okay.
And so, but his kids are kind of attached, so I still have contact with them because his dad made me promise that I would. So, you know, but it's really tough. So you got to let go completely or it just makes it worse.
So you're saying there can be like a breakup period where you don't see each other, but then maybe you can evolve into friends after that?
Yeah, but it's got to be over a year because, like me, I still have a lot of feelings for him, and if I talk to him, it just makes it worse.
Interesting. All right.
So
well,
you got to cut the ties.
Sever it for at least a while, maybe the friends. But if you call back later on, you're like, hey, I'll take you up on that friends idea now. You know, at that point, I was like, yeah, she's interested in me again. I would think it'd be a disaster.
And then it, just like that last girl that called, then it'd be your turn to drop the bomb on them.
There you go. Well, thanks for calling.
All right, bye.
Bye. Hey, what do you think about using the phrase, let's be friends in a breakup?
I think it's just kind of shorthand for, I don't really want to have sex with you.
I don't know, but if you're at that point, don't you not want to see them at all as well? I don't know.
Because if you can't, if you're not wanting to hang out with them anymore,
mm-hmm.
But you're still enough, you want to be friends with them, you want to have some kind of relationship with them.
Well, I don't know. I think it's just one of those things you say to be nice, kind of, but it ends up not.
You don't think anyone can genuinely mean it?
I think you, like I said earlier, I think you can, but I think you have to say, hey, I want you to know, and I'm not saying this like I say in every breakup just to be nice, I'm saying this to mean it. We should really be friends after this. We should really go out and we should go be friends together and have friendship times.
Yeah, I don't think it's genuine either, but that's just their way of, you're not really attractive.
I don't know if that's it, you know? I mean, obviously you're attractive on one sense because you got together in the first place. It's just, you know, your time together as a couple is through.
Girls date guys out of pity.
What? Really?
Oh, yeah.
Pity dates. That's a whole different show.
Have you ever had any of those?
Not to my knowledge.
Not that I've been aware of. Now that you mention it, though, I'll have to go back through the archive and think.
Yeah, that would explain half of them, now that I think
about
it. Well, I don't know. You might get some calls from your exes now.